There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 live update.
With STS, safely to school each and every day. Make sure your child travels safe, timely, and smart.
Now, Zena's doing a follow-up report on school bus safety. It's a story we've been following since just before the new academic year started. She's been to the control room of a major school transport company, and I tell you what, you live the life of Riley at times, Zena. You've been on a school bus ride today. How was that?
It was an interesting experience. I hadn't been on a school bus ride in 20-odd years.
You don't look old enough, Zena.
Oh, thanks.
So, look, this is a story that we cover all the time. School bus safety is very much in the news at the moment. We've heard from the authorities. What have you got for us?
Well, you're right. It's a story we've been following for over a month now. We've heard from authorities. We attended a press conference by Dubai Police. You know, they launched an awareness campaign about the school bus safety. We've also heard from parents. A lot of parents texting in saying why they wouldn't use school bus services. Now we are hearing from the school transport industry. I've been talking to one of its major players, STS, which stands for School Transport Services. They handle about 76,000 kids across 75 schools here in the UAE. They've got nearly 70% of their seats filled, up 4% from the last academic year. Now, here's Steve Burnell, Managing Director of STS, making the case for school bus services.
Parents that use our services do so through personal choice. Time is precious and families need a way of ensuring that their children can get to and from school safely. This is either on a school bus, in a private car, or sometimes by use of a taxi. Not every family has a parent that stays home and has a second car. Not every parent wants to sit and treat in the Not every parent wants to sit in peak hour traffic and then ultimately arrive late to work. But all parents that use the school bus want the reassurance that the service is safe first and foremost. It's a fact that bus travel is safer than the private car. Our drivers are professional seasoned drivers and they have received additional driver licensing tests plus ongoing training and defensive road skills. So they can focus on the road and the traffic around them. There are no distractions for our drivers inside the bus. Our students are all seated and wearing seatbelts. The social interaction between students is a positive one, but it's also monitored by our female bus attendants so that journeys are calm and safe.
Okay, so we're hearing what they're doing on the buses themselves. You know, earlier you were on the agenda, you were speaking live from the control room of STS as the hub of what's going on in their office in Dubai. How was that and what did they say were some of the important features in that control room?
Yeah, so earlier today I was in the control room, as you said, of STS. It's a small room run efficiently by a lean team of four. The walls are filled with giant screens, you know, maps, lists, charts that tell real-time information. It ensures that there's a smooth flow of communication between bus drivers, the company, and even the parents, so they know what's going on in real time. So the buses are tracked. If there's a delay, the driver can send a message to the control room. The control room sends out an SMS to all the concerned parents, telling them or informing them that their children will be a little late, so they don't worry. And it's these things that really assure parents that their kids are in good hands on school buses. Now, I spoke to one of the operations managers at STS, Vivek Bahuguna. He sits in the control room, and he told me about some of the other features of that room.
Buses are equipped with speed governor. They cannot go beyond 80 kilometers per hour. Just in case of any malfunction or if any reason the bus is overspeed, this is where we get the speed alert. If they go more than 80, we will get a speed alert. The control room operator will call the driver, find out the reason for overspeeding, ask him to slow down. We have issued such ID cards. These are the ID cards to each and every students. Now, when we say GPS, mostly we say GPS is just to monitor fleet. But no, we also monitor students. What happens when you board the bus? The ID card will be scanned. When you deboard the bus, the ID card will be scanned. And this happens for each trip. What happens when you finish the trip, at the end of the trip, when children are deboarded, the driver will have to switch off the ignition. Then he has 30 seconds to go back at the rear end of the bus, press the child check button. So what happens when you're walking towards the rear and you also ensure that you're looking around here and there, so just to make sure there's no child left behind. What happens if you forget to press that button? Within 30 seconds, if you don't press the button, we will have a report here, plus there'll be a small alarm inside the bus and the lights outside the bus will start flashing. So when the bus is parked in the parking area, anybody will notice there's something wrong with the bus.
Okay, so that is monitoring the school buses. We heard there. Then I'm kind of quite excited about you on the school bus, Zina Zellmayr, I have to say. Heard you earlier on the ticket, but what was it like?
It was a very interesting experience. Obviously, I felt ancient with, you know, a group of 5, 6, 7-year-olds, but they were very nice. As I told the ticket guys earlier, I'm not their favorite playmate, but I just wanted to see how they do the entire process of taking the kids and dropping them off. And it sounds so simple, but there are actually a lot of steps that they do before and after these trips, and even during. So here's Sean D'Souza. He accompanied me on the bus and told me all about these safety measures they've implemented on each and every school bus trip.
We have a pre-trip inspection which is done by each and every driver before the commencement of every trip. Now, what we have in this is the basic things that they need to ensure and check before the trip leaves, like tire, the nuts, oil level, water level. So these are the basic things which they have to check. Besides this, we have got other checklists that they need to do on a weekly basis as well to ensure the other things are perfectly fine. And if there's any issue, they need to report to their concerned manager that we call a foreman. They need to inform them, and accordingly the maintenance is done. We've got a panic button installed in each and every bus. In case of an emergency or there's a breakdown, the drivers need to press the panic button, and from the control room there would be a call on the mobile number that is with the bus attendant, and she would answer, and then we follow up with what exactly has to be done and solve the issue out.
So that's Sean D'Souza, one of the operations managers at STS, and he's told us about some of the steps that they've been taking to ensure that all the kids on all of STS school buses are safely dropped off and picked up. And some of these are mandatory, they're required by the UAE law, and some of them are extra measures they've taken.
Okay, Zina Zellmayr doing a follow-up report on school bus safety today, a story we've been following since just before the new academic year started. Zina, appreciate you coming in. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 live update.
With STS, safely to school each and every day. Make sure your child travels safe, timely, and smart.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.